You are tuned to 91.7 WHUS in stores. Yukon Sound Alternative, streaming online at WHUS.org. My name is Ken Best. Welcome to the final half hour of this week's show, where we're going to be talking about the benefit performance by David Foster and the legendary Shabu All-Stars with special guests this weekend at Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts here at UConn to benefit the Covenant Soup Kitchen in Willimantic and the UConn Husky Harvest Food Pantry in stores and elsewhere. But we're going to begin with a conversation I had with Heidi Slater, an area manager at the UConn Dining Services, who also manages the Husky Harvest Food Pantry here in stores. And we're going to be talking about the various aspects of that. And then we're going to hear some music from the performers who will be at UConn 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We're going to begin with Heidi Slater talking about the operation of the food pantry here in stores.
As far as how many people are taking advantage of our pantry, we're probably talking about 80 to 100 people per day.
And that's on the store's campus?
Yes, it is.
What are the qualifications for people to utilize the service?
The only thing that you need to get into our pantry here on the store's campus is a UConn ID. So you can be a student, a faculty, an employee of the university, as long as you have a University of Connecticut ID.
And as far as what's available to those that use the service, I know it's food, but it may be some other materials they can obtain as well.
Pantry is pretty much totally food-based. We have dry goods, for the most part, all the time available. We also have refrigerated and frozen foods, but ours is pretty much exclusively food.
And how long has this been in operation overall, both on the store's campuses and elsewhere?
I can answer for the store's campus that we opened on March of 2023. So we will be going on 3 years of having our pantry open this March of 2020.
And has there been an increased need over the last couple of years, given the state of the economy and some of the issues that we all hear about all the time in the news?
Yes, there's definitely been an uptick in our numbers. Like the first full year that we were able to keep numbers was 2024 being a full year. We had like 6,900 patrons come through our door. And this year, in just the 11 months, we've had over 8,000 already.
That's a substantial number of people on a campus where I know the on-campus resident population of students is somewhere in the 20,000 range, as I recall. It's not just the students. There can be others that are part of the UConn community, correct?
Yes, and that's definitely the case. We have a lot of students, but we also, like I said, have faculty and staff as well.
Are the food items of those that are normally used through food services, including the food that is grown on the various parts of the campus where there is kind of a farming operation to supply food service with their perishable or non-perishable goods?
Yes, well, we actually do have our own farm, of course. University of Connecticut Dining Services has a farm. And when they have an overabundance of product that we can't use in our dining halls, a lot of that is available to the pantry. We get most of our food, however, through either Connecticut Food Share or from local grocery store donations. And we have like regular routine pickups to all of those locations, as well as a very generous donor out of Manchester, Connecticut, called Midwest Food Bank, that is totally volunteer-based. They're actually a company that brings in large quantities of food, and they have, like, relationships with, say, BJ's, Costco, Trader Joe's, places like that. And when they have an overabundance of food that may be getting close to a date that they're concerned with to have it, you know, for sale, they will offer it to this Midwest Food Bank, and we get a lot of our product from them, and we go there once a month.
What are the most sought-after items on an ongoing basis by those who participate in utilizing the food pantries and stores?
Produce and fruit and anything fresh like that is number one. Then you have frozen entree type things that are easy for a family to heat, like if we were to get frozen pizzas in, or if we're able to get any other sort of frozen entree, that's definitely highly sought after. And then, of course, we always have things like rice and pasta, peanut butter, cereals, and those are all extremely popular as well.
Sounds like it's what the students look for in the dining halls most of the time.
Yeah, right? It's funny. And peanut butter and jelly is huge, too.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that this is something that's being done this coming weekend with a pretty prestigious array of musicians helping out. And they've done this before. I've been to some of the Covenant Soup Kitchen events by some of these same performers that are going to be here. What does it mean to be able to participate and benefit from this group of people who are willing to help out?
We are hugely grateful, you know, to have these musicians and anyone, you know, in town that's well-known, willing to help out and put their name on a project like this. It makes us thrilled. I mean, we strive on, you know, donations and generosity, and this is just one really great way of showing that that actually works.
Just on the Storrs campus where you are based, how has the need increased since the program began just really only a couple of years ago?
Like I said earlier, you know, we're noticing like 80 to 100 patrons per day come in, but we're clearly seeing higher, you know, upwards in 100 or just over 100, especially like in the last few months as needs have really increased. From the beginning of when we opened, there's a clear uptick in numbers.
What is something that people should know that they don't know about how the food pantry operates and the needs that are there for those that need the assistance?
One thing that I think is really important to state is the fact that it is run by Dining Services. We have such a huge advantage where we have refrigerated trucks and we have employees, you know, on the ready that are always out delivering and doing things on campus. They're on the ready. So when these Storrs call us up, and our regular donors call us up and say, hey, we have this, you know, large amount of food available to you, we always have the ability to get somebody right out there and get it delivered. And as quickly as we can, it stays cold, it stays frozen. We have a real benefit being part of dining and being able to be a part of, you know, having a food pantry, because we have one full-time employee that is dedicated solely to our pantry, and he's a 40-hour employee, and he came from grocery store. He's just great. He knows how to make sure everybody's getting what they need and, you know, ask them if there's anything that they're really looking for, if it's something that maybe we can reach out to some of our donors and say, hey, you know, we're getting a lot of calls for, say, like toiletry items or things like that even. You know, that is another thing that we do offer. You know, I just think we have such a great team, and it's a lot of work. It's gratifying work, but it's a lot of work. And, you know, I think that people just really benefit from the fact that a full-time person even just constantly making sure that it's supplied.
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but there are tens of thousands of meals served and prepared every week. And this is kind of an addendum to all of that. How does that work out so that everything gets done? Because the need seems to be there all throughout the year.
Yes. Well, you know, it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with, like, the meals and things that we serve on campus. Of course, we serve, like, over 11,000 on our meal plan, and we serve them three times a day, so we serve like 30,000 meals a day. We are allowed to have the pantry as a like our side project to help out in any way we can. So we have people assigned to just do that. At dining itself too, we're able to, if we have an overabundance of things at the end of a semester or something like that, it works out wonderful because we have a place for it to go and to be utilized. If we have any extra products, you know, we try very hard to wind it down as semester's end, but we also have a really great place to utilize some of those things if we have, you know, some leftover items too.
Are there significant seasonal changes in the need and the time that people are looking for assistance from the food pantry programs? Perhaps this time of year, as it's getting colder outside and some of the outdoor markets are not available to them anymore?
You've got that 100% right. It's definitely going into fall and going into the holiday season. We're able to work with Food Share and do a turkey dinner giveaway where they offer us, like this year they offered us 72 frozen turkeys, and we were able to get together a basket to make a whole meal for turkeys. So we had stuffing and cranberry and gravy and everything you can think of to go with the turkey dinners, and it's so well received. And definitely this time of year, as it gets colder, and like you said, you don't have the outdoor markets to go to in the farmers market kind of access, so you clearly see that there's a lot more people at our door.
Is there anything else people should know about the operation of the Husky Harvest food pantries that we haven't talked about yet?
I can say when we first talked about this project and starting it, you know, I won't pretend it was easy. We realized it was a lot more work than we thought it was going to be because it's so well received. Everyone that has anything to do with this project is just happy to help. And we have departments on campus that are calling us saying, especially this time of year going into the holidays, that they want to do their own food drives. And can we come and pick it up once they get a box full? And we're like, absolutely. It's a great project. We love doing it. We have great support from the university itself. We just hope it keeps going strong and we can keep the donations coming.